used if you have had adenomas.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hereditary syndromes or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you. Or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative possible weather outlook for Thursday. Well, another gorgeous and sunny day again today. High temperatures around 70, 71 degrees. Yeah, I said that right. High temperatures in the 70s. With clear skies and low temperatures dropping down to about 46 for this evening. For Friday and running up into the weekend, yep, more sunshine and highs climbing, hovering around the mid-70s with low temperatures and clear skies through the overnight in the upper 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, and I know all of you are getting used to that new intro, and I've talked a little bit about why we had to change up our intro, but we haven't given up the fight. We're still trying to find that email that probably is like 14 years old, but we haven't given up the fight. However, I want to acknowledge Nick Johnson and his band at the time for giving us permission for that music. Thank you, Nick, for that. Just beautiful, beautiful music. And at some point, we may play the whole track for you because it's really quite amazing. Amazing is an understatement today. Benny, you're going to be a little bit busy. We've got some giveaways and pay it forwards here today. So how you be, B?
Be pretty good, and I'm down for the challenge.
Are you down for it?
Always.
And then we're also going to be taking callers, and we are going to be doing some readings. Thanks to my very special guest today, Alexandra Winman, is joining me here today. And when I think about people that create energetically powerful tools for us or energetically powerful channeled tools for us, I think about how do they feel when I hold them in my hand. For example, today's beautiful deck of cards, and they are fire oracle cards. But more than that, they are archangel fire oracle cards. And when I looked at them and I was shuffling them and getting ready for the show, and I looked at them last night, of course, the thing that Linda pointed out is, you know how I know you were looking at these cards? You bend the book. And I said, well, how are you going to read the book if you don't bend the book? You know, how do you not get in there and read? And so today, I'm thrilled that we have a very special show. And it's special because when I think about Alexandra and what does it mean to be an angelic channel or an alchemist or an angel communicator or somebody that said yes to becoming a healer, a poet, a presenter. I think about what that means to step fully out in the world and share the knowledge that comes through her. And it is such an important point because she and I were talking before the show, and we're going to share that with you as we invite all of you to take this journey. But more importantly, do you think of anything that comes to mind that perhaps you need some clarity about? Perhaps you want to get some insight, but perhaps you want to know more about yourself about. And that's part of our journey today. It is looking at an angel, angels, archangel, archangels, where they are, what they are. And by the way, they joined this show before she and I got on. Alexandra, it's great to have you.
It's so lovely to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Pat.
I love exploring into how you got tapped. I like to say tapped on the shoulder. Tapped on the shoulder. And, you know, what your first recollection was, where that tapping had you have a new insight, a new level of awareness about yourself. Maybe not all the details. Maybe not even how you are going to get to be here today as we talk about, you know, the energy of this beautiful oracle deck. But can you recollect when that first touching on the shoulder sort of happened for you?
Yeah, I mean, it began for me when I was very young. I died at birth and was resuscitated, so I believe I came in very, very open. And I remember having angelic experiences as a child from a very, very young age. I also had frightening experiences, but it was always when I called out for the angels specifically. My mother raised us as Catholic, and she taught me this guardian angel prayer, which many people will probably know. And I remember I would wake up in the night with strange faces looking at me in the dark, sleep paralysis, all kinds of yucky things. And when I would call on the angels, those things would go away, and I would see these huge arcs of light in my bedroom. And I grew up in rural Australia where it's, you know, you can't see your hand in front of your face. And the only light available to have created those arcs of light is starlight. So I felt like I knew these arcs were beings. But then obviously, to cut a long story short, I mean, I was at the age of 14 called by spirit. It was like they all showed up in my room and I said, no, go away. I don't want to see dead people. I just want to pass my exam. So can you make me psychic for that? I said no. But then another 7 years later, I moved to London around the age of 21 and I found it really difficult. I went through a very deep depression, but it was mainly because for many years, I'd been taught and told to shut down the spiritual side of myself, that being able to see was just my imagination, and it was weird or it was woo-woo, and if you grew up Catholic, it was considered evil. And then I had an ex-boyfriend who was my boyfriend at the time who basically told me that it was just weird and that I couldn't be like that. And I was very young and impressionable. So I went home to Australia after 2 years of living in London, an absolute mess, a complete wreck. And I said to my mom, I don't know what to do. I feel really depressed. I don't know what's wrong with me. I mean, it was hard living in London after growing up on the beach in Australia. But she literally just said to me on that visit home, have you asked your angels for help? And that's when the tap really big time came in. I was at rock bottom, and part of me wanted to go, oh, here we go, mom's just being a weirdo again. But I listened. I thought, do you know what? Actually, I do remember that they are there, and I haven't called on them. So I called on them, and I would feel like the brush of a cheek. I would see feathers everywhere. I would see the word angel everywhere. And that was the first opening, and so much more besides, but that's it, really, in a nutshell.
Well, I love asking that question because I'm always so curious. You know, a lot of times, you know, you'll do a show like this, and people want to get right into the deck, and they want to talk about your life, or they want to ask you questions about angels. But you see, there's that story that got you here that our listeners so relate to, because how many of us have thought, wow, am I really crazy? Is it like they said? And on an earlier show this week, I shared, hey, I got kicked out of Catholic boarding school at age 6. I mean, do you know what you have to do to get kicked out? Right?
I wish I knew.
You get kicked out of Catholic boarding school at age 6. There's really only one.
I want to applaud you.
But what I loved about that upbringing is what you touched upon. My family relatives never hesitated to bring angelic presence in the home. Honestly, I know there was a lot going on in church service, but I grew up around these beautiful women that so honored Mary, so honored the angels. You know, we went to churches all through New York City where the reason we went, I found out later, I didn't know why we would be traveling, taking three buses to go to church, was because of the beauty and because of the representation of that energy. And I want to ask you this question, too, because there's something about the healing power of angels that we really need right now. What are your thoughts? And, you know, I know that I'm going to talk with you about this beautiful deck. This did not happen overnight. So in the making of this, how were you guided to know that the world would need this kind of healing today?
For many years, I was given messages, direct channeled messages, not only from the angels, from many, many light guides, masters and star beings also. And they've been asking me for years, will you be our channel? And I've been channeling behind the scenes for a long time. And one of the biggest things that I've had to face in actually coming out is this terror of being judged, real fear. And I know that a lot of light workers have this as well. And I didn't realize that the timing was important, because any time I tried to step out or be more public with it, it was like, no, not yet, not yet, not yet. But, you know, like I got knocked back so many times for certain things, the talks and things like that. Publishing deals, I've been trying to get this deck published for years, and it's like, not yet, not yet, not yet. And then finally, 2019 rocked around, and I started to have this very bizarre situation going on in my body. I started to have these panic attacks coming out of nowhere to do with nothing, seemingly nothing. And I think I could feel the pandemic coming, or this big shift coming. And I remember there was one day on the tube, I was traveling home from my office where I was seeing clients, and I felt these huge, big indigo throne angels step in around me, and they literally put me in the biggest protection I'd ever felt. They came around my body and it just went boom. And when I described it to people in 2019, I said to them, it's like these angels, it was like lockdown. And they actually said lockdown. And around this time, I was also introduced to my agent, who then introduced me to my publisher, and it all just started to go boom, 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 like dominoes, and fall into place. And before I knew it, I had the publishing deal, and it was, it's time, it's needed, it's time. So then we get put into lockdown, and I'm like, well, I actually need to be at home to finish this deck and complete it. It was already written. Most of it was already written. It had been a very long journey. It started out as a column that I wrote for Prediction Magazine called Archangel Alchemy back in 2010, and then it evolved from there. And during that time, I was teaching about it. I was bringing it into sessions with clients. I was working with these angelic fires that they'd shown me how to use. And I mean, it wasn't light and fluffy. It was a bit like, I think I said to someone the other day, it was a bit like putting your finger in a power socket of love and being blown halfway across the universe when you work when you work with these energies. But what I found was, and this is a message for everyone really at the moment, because I feel like I went through this early and now everyone's going through it, and many, many people on the awakened path will understand this, is that I feel like what was happening to me was that I was being stripped back, and all the layers that were built up around me of who I thought I was were being torn down, and some of them quite shockingly torn away from me. It's like the rug coming out from under me, and it was bringing me closer and closer and closer and further into my heart and into what I call the true divine essence of who we are. And that's really the point of this whole deck. It's an alchemical journey to help you get back to the divinity of who you are. And I also think that in a mirroring of that, this is what this whole pandemic and everything has been about. We are being forced back into our hearts. And I've said this before as well, you can choose to see the corona as a halo or a crown of thorns, and it's what you make of it, your perception of it. You can take the best or you can take the worst, but I feel like we need to stay in our center really through all of it.
And, you know, you just, right there, you just really pointed to something that was very interesting growing up as a Catholic. You know, you came to really bless and honor the crucifixion, you know, as something very powerful, and yet in its detail, in its representation, you could see it literally as one of the most agonizing events of anyone's life, or you could see it as an opportunity for resurrection, for reincarnation, for what you're talking about. I'm really struck by a number of things, and that's why I'm so excited. I was really excited to talk to you. I think Linda and Ashley were talking about bringing you on. And as usual, this publisher that you work with, the most exquisite, energetic representations. They're just beautiful. And by the way, Benny, we have three of these to give away. But this is also a show. And I think this is important. And Alexandra, I think you think this is important too. I want to invite people to call in or to chime in on social media. And we will make sure we get a message to you. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what this beautiful deck is. And I was fascinated by one of the spreads in the back of the book. What was the, what do you call it, the year spread? Mm-hmm. Haven't done it yet. Just waiting for the right moment to do that one. When we come back, I want to talk with you about the angels that called to you to be brought forward in this deck and what they mean, because they are unique. Their imagery is unique. I latched on to a couple of them, and I don't even know what their message is. And I'd be fascinated to hear that from you. Why these angels? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. How do you feel?
Just okay.
Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answer. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit GraceGHolm.com. That's Grace, GHOM.com.
everybody, welcome back. We are taking your calls for a couple of reasons. We'd love to give a deck and a book. And, you know, I refer to them. Let me just say what they are. First of all, they are the most incredible Archangel Fire Oracle cards and book. So it's both. And so you'll get both. But what I love about this from Alexandra is I love how ancient the energy is and how contemporary and even futuristic, kind of. You know, because one of the archangels I pulled out of here, I looked at that and I said, I don't even know where you're from. And I love this because it represents the energy of what we sense now. How do people find out about you? How did they get their own copy, just in case they don't receive one today from us?
Oh, thank you, Pat. My website is just alexandrawenman.com. That's probably the easiest place to go to. And on the website, I have a shop page, and that will have all the links to where you can buy it in America, Australia, the UK, most of the places you can get it around the world. It's also published in French.
I love that. Now, during the break, we were talking about channeling. And when I think about channeling, I just think about this unique gift of awareness to be able to see beyond this linear dimension or even multidimensional, really dimensions that to the general person or the common eye, we just don't sense or feel or see or hear. But a lot of times we know exists. And I wanted to ask you about what I said regarding they seem like they represent ancient wisdom and contemporary and futuristic knowledge. How close am I?
Absolutely spot on. It is actually, it's a multidimensional deck. It's supposed to be to open you up to the holographic nature of your true divinity. So we think of past, present, future, but that linear time frame is just a human construct, really. From the perspective of our divine consciousness, of our wholeness of ourselves, everything is happening in the eternal now moment. And when it comes to healing, I have this capacity with my ability to channel to see into and feel into other people's timelines. So if they're having an issue in this life, as we expand in our consciousness, what we're getting is bleed through from some of our other timelines. A lot of people know about past life regression therapy, for example, or inner child therapy, but what we don't realize is that we can also have bleed through from parallel lives, future timelines, and many, many other timelines. And some of those timelines may not have even happened on the earth plane or be happening on the earth plane. And it might sound a little bit out there. That's why my little slogan on my website is bringing the out there in here, because I have always kind of seen consciousness as being everywhere and in everything, and everything as being alive. I don't believe that there's anything in existence that really isn't alive. So this deck is designed to open you up to your true genius, really align you with that divine consciousness. So some of you will find that, yes, ancient wisdom is channeling through, and you'll see it. We've got, like, Archangel Zafkiel represented as an Egyptian priestess. I have Yehudiel represented as an Easter Island warrior. We have Peruvian-looking angels, and all of those talking about those ancient civilizations. But the knowledge of those civilizations is very much present within us, still within our collective memory, and it's housed in our DNA, in our very DNA. And the rainbow bridge to our divinity is really connected in with this activating of our DNA, the dormant DNA. It's not junk, it is actually dormant. And as we wake that up, we're waking up more gifts. I can't tell you the amount of abilities that I didn't really think I used to have that I now have. I'm dreaming about people. I get told actually quite often, even by complete strangers, that I have appeared in their dreams as an angelic being and given them healing. And then I have these dreams where I don't know, I'm not doing it, I'm just going to sleep. But my soul energy is flying around the planet giving healing to people. And it, to me, I just think that's fantastic. I did once read a book by Joan Grant called The Winged Pharaoh, and there was a priestess pharaoh who had trained to do that, to be like a dream walker. So we are immense beings. We have no idea what we're capable of. And this deck, I wanted to bring some of that in and help show people what they're capable of.
Oh, this is so totally weird. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, our phone lines are full. We're going to start to bring people on. But before I actually saw you, like, here, right, I mean, I've gone to your website, but seeing a person is very different. There was an angel from the deck that just kept popping up. And it's not your name, but there's something about her that the minute I saw you, I immediately pulled her card. And when we come back, I will tell you, and literally, I saw her, and I can't remember if it was in a dream state because I dream during the day. I'm just like one of those, I will see something. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. Thank you, Benny. I knew you'd be busy today. And when we come back, we're going to take callers. We're going to answer your questions or simply see what the message is. But what happens if you get an image? What do you do with this? What do I do now with this archangel that popped up that I do think looks like you? How weird is that? I'm not stalking you. When we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going right to the phones. We'll probably skip the next break, and it'll be your time. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
To lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories to teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformation, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Join us, Dr. Papasili, in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
I'm
everybody, welcome back. I am so thrilled. And we're going to go, I promise, and we are going to do it. We're going to go right to the phones, as I said. But before we do, again, how do they purchase their own deck? This is a great gift, by the way. You know, what I thought about was after I opened it up, and, of course, I shared with you during the break some of the cards that called to me, but I thought about five people that I'd love to give these to, and I bet I'm not alone in that. But how do people work with you? Because we're just talking right now about this aspect of who you are in the world. You're so much more, and I want people to know about that as well.
I feel like I teach many different things. I see one-on-one clients at the moment, so I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be doing that for. I feel more drawn to doing group work. I have a healing system called Precious Wisdom Alchemy and another one called Archangel Healing, which is just about to be launched. But the one that I feel most drawn to share with people is that I've started doing a light worker and empath healing and support event once a month, every Friday. It's the first Friday of the month, and that's like a low-cost, £33 or something event. And it's basically a circle. Well, it's where you can come and share, or you don't have to share publicly, but where you can just come, you can either type it in the chat or share what you need healing for. And then I just open to channel and see what the group needs. And I have been recording the processes as well, so the processes will soon be available afterwards. But I feel like that's the kind of thing people really need right now, is healing and support. And so I wanted to just put that out. And it's open to anyone, male, female, and it's global because I do it via Zoom. So that's probably the one that is calling out the loudest at the moment.
And it's so needed. I'm so glad to hear you say that, because we are really here now to help others help others. That even made sense? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's not just let me help myself. Up here is so important. But helping others help others, and that's why we have the best listeners on the planet. So I want to commend you on everything you're doing, and I want to connect you with some of our incredible audience. Benny, who should we go to first? And we're going to do some cards. You got to pull a card for them, right?
Oh, I am. I've got the deck.
All right, Benny, it's all you.
Yeah, we'll take Darcy calling it from Hansville, Washington. Hi, Darcy.
Hi, Darcy.
Hi, Darcy.
Hi. Hello. I had a quick question. I wanted to know, and I'm going to go off air after, but I wanted to know, I have been getting a feeling that, or a calling to start working more with my angels and just with myself. And then I started getting the blockages of pain, and I was wondering what those blockages were about and what the angels might have to say, and I'm going to go off air for the answer.
Thank you, but we'll get you your message, okay?
Thank you, Darcy. I feel really strong energy of Archangel Gabriel around Darcy, actually, and this is about purpose, and the word they're giving me is resistance. It feels like there may be some fear around stepping fully into who you're meant to be and what you're meant to be doing. I'm hearing that you're incredibly psychic, Darcy, and you're actually an amazing healer. You've got incredible healing capabilities, and actually you're a really clear channel, but they're saying that you're getting in your own way quite a lot of the time and almost overthinking it. When we overthink things, or we allow ourselves to go to mind, that's when we can start to create blockages. But there's another part of this that feels a little bit like, I get the word terrorized, and it feels like you were maybe persecuted in another lifetime for having done the work that you're stepping into now. But you need to know that this is really pure work. You've got the diamond white light coming all the way through you. This is white light energy, and the angels are really like, yes, 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 you need to work with us. But you may want to go and explore some of the subconscious programming around these fears, or the word is resistance that I'm getting. But it's like what I was saying kind of before about other timelines, other lifetimes, and we get this bleed through where it might not make logical sense why you're experiencing this, but there will be a reason for it, and it's just about finding the right person to help you uncover that reason. And then as soon as you know, you can pretty much clear it. but ask the angels to help you bring love into those areas of the body. What we resist persists, so send those areas love and thank them because they're here to help you.
Well, I mean, one of the things, too, is we think about some of these archangels maybe we've heard of, and we think they are here to do X, but literally we limit ourselves by thinking that's all they do. And that's really what I heard from you just now. But, boy, that
is... Sorry, I didn't even pull a card. It was just so sudden.
It popped up, right?
It came in.
Yeah. I know. Well, let's go ahead and pull a card for her. And,
yes, I think we need to pull the card because... Yeah. Yeah.
But sometimes when I'm telling you, if they're going to talk to you, then there you go.
They would just come straight through, yeah. I always like to see if one will flip. Oh, wowzers. Okay. So we have Mirabeau here, and Mirabeau is beautiful. It's all about the divine feminine. She's very connected with the lunar phases. And again, we get the silver ray. I get the silver white ray here. I'm getting this message that you're an ancient priestess, Darcy. You have worked with priestess energies. This is all about the divine feminine, and it's really about stepping into who you are. But I do get that there was ancient persecution, and there is in our collective consciousness anyway, with anyone that was working in magic or mystery. It was one of the biggest holocausts really we had on this planet, wasn't it? It was against women and people working with magic. So she's here to help you see everything in your life as a mirror. So if there's situations coming in where you're having a challenge, it feels like you've been through quite a few challenges, but I'm just hearing, bless your challenges. They're here to shape you. It's a bit like being a stone and being polished by life. You're being polished up by life. And again, that white ray, she's of the silver ray, but with you I get the pure white coming through you, and that is very much connecting in with your innocence and your feminine energy. It's really the Holy Spirit energy. It's absolutely stunning. And this is the time for it now on the planet. So,
wow. I mean, so powerful and yet so insightful. And that's what I loved about the messages here. We're going to keep rolling. Benny, who do we want to talk with next?
I'll take Charlene calling in from Canada. And it's her 60th birthday today. So happy birthday to Charlene.
Happy birthday, Charlene.
Thank you, ladies.
Great to have you on.
Thank you.
How can we help you? And happy, happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I would love to have a reading on my 60th birthday.
Amazing. I'm going to pull a card, but before I even do, I've got to tell you, you're getting the entire rainbow ray coming through you really, really strong, really clear. There's a huge activation going on around your heart right now. I feel like my heart wants to burst. I feel like there's so much love around you, and I feel that real love and compassion for your family and just joy. So celebration is definitely in the air. There's a beautiful angel by the name of Christiel who carries that rainbow ray, and that's the one I'm seeing right now, but I'm just going to pull you a card. I love it. Christiel. And that's Christiel brings through those Christ-like codes of deep love, deep compassion, that message of love one another. And that's it. I just thought something's fallen out onto the floor. Ooh, and here we go. That's the love and compassion. Rick Biel. They're saying that your love is going to take you far and wide, and it's going to take you places. And the thing about you I'm getting, Charlene, is that you are an incredibly empathic, incredibly kind and caring person, and almost feel like you slightly take yourself for granted a little bit. Like, you need to know that is an incredible gift that you have. That's one of the most important values to have on this planet right now. We need to be more like that. And they're saying, you just give to everyone. You're there. You're so loving. You lift everyone. You have this incredible sense of humor. But they want you to allow your birthday to be a time where you let people give to you, let yourself receive. I'm getting this real expansion of energies coming through you. And I don't know. I know that you're turning 60, but it feels almost like there might be a new venture for you coming through in some way. There's something new coming for you that's exciting, that's going to be a passion that's going to come through for you. And again, it feels very expansive. It's wonderful.
Charlene, how does that feel to you? You got something going on that you just want to, you know, do you feel it perking up there inside of you?
Yeah, I actually have, I have a book that I'm going to start writing here. But on your video there, I'll post you a picture of a Blu-ray angel that comes through all the time for me. Every morning, if there's sunshine, it's no matter if I'm outside or not, and it has a halo. And I work with the angelic realm, and it's just absolutely beautiful. And we're made of love. That's where we come from. That's our true essence. That's our core essence.
You, that's you. You carry that Christ light and that rainbow diamond, right? It's just coming straight through you. And, yeah, so that's all your beautiful celestial energy. And you'll have star beings around you as well. I get strong. I don't know how, you know, I never know whether to mention it or not, but I do work with the celestials. And you've got a very strong Arcturian energy around you, and that Blu-ray energy definitely comes through on that ray. And they are really, yeah, really stepping in now about getting into our purpose.
I feel really connected to both of you right now.
Thank you.
Charlene, thank you so very much.
You know, you are so special. I hope that you make this a very special day for yourself.
They're just saying yes, with an exclamation point. Write your book. Do it.
Yeah, do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlene. Before we go to the next caller, again, tell folks how they can find out more about you because, you know, of course today we're featuring this beautiful deck and the energy here, but also the work that you're doing is so important in the world, Alexandra. So if you don't mind just sending people to your website again, please.
Absolutely. So it's alexandrawenman.com. And I did forget to mention, actually, I have a YouTube channel. I always forget
cool.
to tell people. So if you just search Alexandra Wenman on YouTube, there's I do little interviews with people as well, but I do put up free channelings and meditations on there, and that's the thing I think that people could really use right now. It's just a free offering as well.
Oh, it's so important to really be able to connect. Mr. Benny, do we have another one of our fabulous listeners?
We do. We'll take Dennis calling in from the North Seattle area. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dennis.
I want to have a reading.
You'd like to have a reading?
Yes. In my card. Oh, or the card.
We're going to pick one for you right now. You ready?
I'll pick a card for you, Dennis.
Okay.
Let's just see. Ooh, the first thing they're saying to you, Dennis, is you need some rest. I feel like you're really exhausted. I don't know what's been going on, but I feel like I want to lie down and sleep for a month of Sundays. Really, really, really. But I also feel that there's this really lovely unwinding going on for you. You're releasing something. Oh, there's Christiel just popped out again.
Yeah.
Christiel popped out again. They're saying that you're shedding quite a lot of old energy at the moment, and it doesn't feel like it's been the easiest process for you. I don't know if you've been also feeling energies in the body or pains in the body, but I feel like there's been tiredness. I don't know if it feels a little bit like, I want to say emotional exhaustion, and that's completely understandable. I mean, what's going on the planet right now, it's hitting us all. And Sandalphon is an amazing archangel of grounding, and he's really calming and soothing, a beautiful angel. He's also the archangel of music. He's very connected to the base chakra, so he's all about our stability, feeling safe, feeling secure, allowing ourselves to be held. I get the word rest for you. I feel like rest is really important right now, and I don't know if this is resonating, but there's so many angels around you. They want to just hold you and let you just almost come open. It feels like you need to just come open and let it all come out. It feels like there's a lot of emotion that needs to be released. And they just want you to know that you're completely loved. You're completely held. They understand. And you can always call on them directly for help. With the music, I feel like what would help you quite a lot is looking into things like the solfeggio tones or the binaural beats some sort of healing music, healing frequency that's going to help. So does that resonate with you, Dennis?
Yes.
Well, now you've got some very powerful allies with you to help you catch up on your rest.
Okay.
Got that, Dennis?
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you, Dennis. Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Dennis. Bless you. Wow. We've got great, amazing listeners. They're amazing. We've got one more I want to make sure we get to. Benny, let's go ahead.
Yeah, we'll travel over to Savannah, Georgia, and we have Jean Marie joining us. Hi, Jean Marie.
Hi, Jean Marie.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I don't want this to sound depressing, however. I'm about, I believe, to lose a third son, and I want to know how to, and I feel something strange. It feels like he needs to go to transition to go to another life. It sounds a little crazy, but I guess I need some guidance with angels.
Okay. The first thing, I'm going to pull a card, but the first angel that I am picking up on is Azrael, and whether or not this is a physical transition or some kind of threshold emotional transition or any kind of transition, Azrael is the one to call on. Azrael really helps people to pass from one state to another. So if you're in a situation where somebody, you feel somebody's going to pass, now I never ask really about that. I don't tend to tune in, but what I do and what you can do is just ask to open a huge pillar of angelic light around the person so that whatever they go through, they will receive the best possible healing through whatever transition they're going through. Oh, gosh, Rick Beale's pulling out again, so there's your compassion again. Azrael is Azrael, okay. And he is known as the angel of death, but he really is the angel of transitions. And they're getting me to remind you that even though on this planet we have death, there really isn't any such a thing as death as such, because life just keeps going on expanding, and beyond the veil of death, there is more life. The angel that's coming out for you today is a beautiful angel called Cassiel. In the book to do with Cassiel, we talk about the cave of solitude and honoring your tears, honoring your emotions. But this is about bringing balance and equilibrium and feeling held and softening into whatever's coming. Sometimes we don't know, or we think we know, but we may not really know what's happening. But in whatever's going on, it's about really honoring your emotions and honoring what's happening around you, softening into it, and again, letting go of resistance, and just asking the angels to smooth the way for the highest and best outcome possible. She's a beautiful angel to call upon when you're dealing with grief, or you know that you may be preempting that there's going to be grief. She's wonderful to help you connect to your tears, connect to your emotions, and wash away that grief. And again, she does feel like she brings that equilibrium in transitions as well. So whatever's going on for you and your son, I just send you all my love and so much compassion. I can't imagine what it would be like to go through that. But again, I feel like we don't really know. When we know, and you'll get a sense of it, but also just to trust, just come into trust and faith, to open that pillar of light and ask the angels to guide the way safely for whatever the outcome is, and she will wrap you in her soft, downy wings to comfort you. She's very mothering, this angel, as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Jean Marie.
Thank you, Jean Marie.
Thank you very much. And many, many blessings to you. We have, what a great show. What an amazing audience we have. Aren't they awesome?
Beautiful people.
They are beautiful. And, you know, what you bring forward and the beauty of what you bring forward, beautiful doesn't even describe how important your message is, Alexandra, to the world right now. And, you know, we we are grasping not only for air, so to speak, but we're grasping for what to believe in, what to hope for, what guidance in our everyday life, but even more importantly, what guidance in our future. And to know that there is something outside of ourselves that we can count on is so important. And I think that you and the people you work with, the publisher, Ashley, everybody has done a fantastic job in bringing this to light in just the right time. Isn't it interesting how things work out?
I know.
Like, it's no mistake. This didn't happen 5 years ago.
I know.
Right?
And January's message, I feel like, you know, that's a message for everybody right now, because we're all going through some sort of loss. Everyone on this planet is experiencing loss, whether it's loss of a person, loss of a job, loss of a... We're losing so much. And I think it's really vital that we understand that there can be blessing in our loss as well. It doesn't, you know, we have to honor the loss and honor the emotions behind it, but we need to understand that sometimes it can be necessary for change as well.
I know we've got a few minutes left, and I wanted to take a moment, and I love to work with the collective as well, right? I mean, this is a collective environment here. You know, you think you're sitting here just the two of us and Benny and Olivia or Jacob, and we're not. Of energy. I would love for you to be able to share with us a message for the collective, or even an archangel that will show up.
I feel like I want to just tune in for this one first.
Go for it.
So it's actually Mother Mary coming through really strong, and we did talk about her earlier in the show, but she's turning up as the Queen of Angels, and she is showing me that she has these beautiful pale, I see this as the Elohim color, Elohim white, blue wings, and the crown on her head. And the message is about sovereignty. And she's basically saying, hold yourselves, dear ones. Stay the course. Do not give up. Do not fold into... It's not the darkness, it's the hopelessness, it's the despair. Don't fold in to the despair. Don't fold into the fear. Stay the course and know that there is a brighter day on the other side. And then she's showing me that all the individual challenges that everyone is going through, and then she's showing me the global challenge. And she's basically saying that all the individual challenges at the moment are so heightened because they are all really pivotal and they all feed into this bigger challenge. And she's taking a wing and sort of going like that and saying it's like the butterfly wing. If you can just focus on your own life for a moment, just bring your focus right in and just take it day by day and step by step and just deal with what you have to deal with and try not to panic or worry about the bigger picture, because that is all in hand. But if you can come into hope and trust and faith and step by step know that if you trust in the highest outcome and trust that what's coming in, what is in the unknown doesn't always have to be doom and gloom and darkness. What is in the unknown can sometimes be miraculous. And she is known as the Lady of Miracles. She was the miraculous mother. The divine feminine, of which Mother Mary was a representation, has returned to our planet and has come back. And there's a great rebalancing going on within each of us and within our world. So the more you can come into your center and trust and really hold yourself in love and nurturance, and just imagine her coming around you like this huge, big mothering angel with these powder blue wings just wrapping you in love, that is going to ignite within you the flame of your own angelic presence within, and that is the whole point. And what I've written about in this deck is become the angel. It's about we're all becoming earth angels here for each other and for ourselves. But she says stay the course and trust, and that's the message for all of us here today.
Wow. thank you so very much for today. Thank you for what you're bringing forth in the world. And I know you and I are going to be speaking again pretty soon. And I want to thank you for staying the course. I want to thank you for not giving up, you know, even when things didn't look exactly like you planned, because these are the times that we need messages like yours and the energy and the power out there for us to really show up and go through our own transmutation now. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Please tell folks your website one more time and how they can work with you, get connect with you, all of the above.
Oh, Pat, I just want to reach through and give you a hug. I love you. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for having me. So just my website is alexandrawenman.com, and yeah, everything is, I'm also quite prevalent on Instagram, and you'll see if you go on my Instagram, I find angel wings everywhere, huge ones. There's pictures of me with wings everywhere. So yeah, but alexandrawenman.com. And
the views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good sunny Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. 405 northbound, still stop and go issue and slow out of those esters up through the Canedale Hill. Good thing it'll break free at the top there around Northeast 30th Street. And also I-5 northbound around the West Seattle Bridge up through the I-90. It's heavy into downtown Seattle. Everywhere else, traffic's actually looking pretty good. Enjoy your sunny Thursday. A warm one, too, in fact. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, this time the Mary Jane Mack Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. Closing arguments are next in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin after both the state and the defense rested this morning. Judge Peter Cahill says the trial will resume on Monday.
We will convene at 9 a.m. for closing arguments and final instructions.
Chauvin, who's accused of killing George Floyd, chose to invoke his Fifth Amendment rights and did not testify. With former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer Kim Potter about to appear in court today for the first time on a manslaughter charge, at least 24 people are facing charges after a fourth night of protests in Minnesota over the deadly shooting of Dante Wright. This is Chief of Minnesota State Patrol, Matt Langer.
There was not a strong entrenchment mentality of the people that were there, and so the group largely scattered. It was almost uneventful. I can tell you from the State Patrol perspective that we did not use any chemical munitions or non-lethal or less lethal rounds.
Curfew violations were cited. Congressional Democrats are introducing a bill that would expand the U.S. Supreme Court from 9 to 13 justices. Senator Ed Markey says the Supreme Court is broken and out of balance at the hands of Republicans and the Trump administration. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she does not support the bill and has no plans to bring it to the floor. President Biden is set to speak about Russia this afternoon after the U.S. imposed sanctions on that country for cyber hacks and the attempted interference in November's presidential election. Correspondent Kristen Welker has some background.
President Biden on the campaign trail as a candidate said Russia would pay a price for meddling in the 2020 election, something that Russia denies.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken released a statement and accused Russia of continuing malign activities. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calls the situation at the southern border a humanitarian and national security crisis. The California Republican puts the blame on the Biden administration, saying they've weakened security. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. The nicotine in e-cigarettes is addictive and can harm brain development. That's why I worry about teens who try e-cigarettes. Many young people use pod-based e-cigarettes like Juul, which have high levels of nicotine. And because teens' brains are still developing, they can quickly become addicted. The tobacco industry uses fruit and candy flavors to attract young people, often turning them into lifelong users. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk Weather Outlook for Thursday. Well, another gorgeous and sunny day again today. High temperatures around 70, 71 degrees. Yeah, I said that right. High temperatures in the 70s. With clear skies and low temperatures dropping down to about 46 for this evening. For Friday and running up into the weekend, yep, more sunshine and highs climbing, hovering around the mid-70s with low temperatures and clear skies through the overnight in the upper 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host Nancy, and I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane, and we have Benny in the studio. Hey, Benny, how are you?
Hi there, doing well, ladies. I hope you're still staying safe and smoke-free for the most part.
Yeah, smoke-free, not so much, but safe, definitely.
Good, good.
Yeah, we need some rain.
It's on the way.
Okay. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, Mary Jane does the CAP system, the Accelerated Performance System. It's a muscle tests the body, find out where your nutritional deficiencies are, recommends a whole food nutrition product, which gets in your body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. She's been doing this since 1992. She has an office in Isabel, Washington. However, she has clients all over the United States, so you don't need to live in the state of Washington to become a client. She does phone consultations and Zoom calls as well. But today, our topic is ordinary to extraordinary, and I have to say, we have a very extraordinary special guest. Today, our special guest is Dr. Bob Hoffman. He is the president of the Master Circle. Glasses on. Here we go, people. Best-selling author, visionary, international speaker, healer, chiropractor, business expert, and success coach, and he is Mary Jane's coach. So with that, I would like to introduce you all to Dr. Bob Hoffman. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Thank you so much for that great introduction. In fact, it was the best introduction I've had all day, so thank you.
I'm available for you anytime.
Thank you.
So, Mary Jane, what would you have to say about Dr. Hoffman?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I very much have looked forward to this, and we've talked about the show and how it's impacting and influencing people's lives all over the country and transforming people's health, and it's just an absolute honor for me to be one of your guests. I am so pleased.
Oh, so sweet. I would like to say I knew Dr. Hoffman before Mary Jane did, so we go way back.
That's
true.
Yeah, she has a personal connection to Dr. Bob, so she keeps me in line at the office. So I have to stay in line at the office, otherwise she tells my coach on me.
Exactly.
So, accountability, that's what it's about.
I keep telling her that. I don't know. So I can't wait till we talk later. Okay, Mary Jane, it's ordinary to extraordinary.
All right, Dr. Bob, what do you say?
Well, listen, there's nothing wrong with ordinary. By definition, that's what 80% of the people are and what they do and how they live their lives. So many people have lowered their tolerations and accepted mediocrity. One of the things I've said for a long time is once you lick the lollipop of mediocrity, you will suck forever pretty much. And there's nothing wrong with it. To me, it's just incomplete. You know, we're all children of God. We all have greatness inside of us. We're all as smart as each other, as good as each other. None of us are better than one another. And every one of us has the ability to go that extra mile, to learn that extra skill, to turn a weaker area into a strength, and to make that transition and that transformation from ordinary to extraordinary. The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is just that little extra. And it doesn't take that much. And we all have that ability. So it could be about your own personal health or your relationships or your earning capabilities. It could be about making a difference in your home or your community or your business. We all have that ability. And Mary Jane, I know you've done that. You are extraordinary in your intuitive healing and your ability to change people's lives for the better forever. I feel blessed that I've been able to do that, but I am absolutely, totally confident anyone can if they apply themselves.
Oh, I love that. I got chills all over. I want to be even better than extraordinary now.
Well, it's absolutely true. People start to settle for where they're at and don't realize the possibilities. And today there are so many possibilities because people are so low, the only way is up. And that's what I see most of the time, is giving people hope and know that there's a rainbow at the end, and you got to keep your eye on the prize and what you want.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, I think part of the challenge here is that there's so much pain in so many people's lives that intuitively they just shut down. They're numb. And it's living in that state of numbness that they know they're not healthy, but they don't know if they ever can be. They know they're not paying their bills, but they hope someday it's going to change. They know they're in a wrong relationship, but they're not willing to move out of it. They're numb. So part of the process for me is about waking up. It's about raising awareness, raising consciousness, raising standards. And, part of the mission of the Master Circle is to raise the consciousness and the standards of the chiropractic profession, as an example. So B.J. Palmer, the developer of chiropractic, who wrote 49 books about chiropractic before he passed away in 1961, the last few years of his life, he said that the purpose of chiropractic care is to raise consciousness. And I believe that that's where it begins. I think the listeners of your show, Mary Jane, are privileged and fortunate and blessed, even if they may or may not realize it, because if they do have a discovery consultation with you, if they do utilize your service, you will help them raise their consciousness and raise their awareness, because your consciousness is so off the charts amazing that you could dial in and tell them where their interferences, where their blockages are, where their nutritional deficiencies are, why their energy is lower. It's easy to live an extraordinary life. You just have to first want to. You have to recognize
exactly.
There's something more out there. You've got to go for that brass ring, that golden ring, and not settle.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm getting inspired here, Dr. Bob.
It's true. People just get used to the way they are, and they think that's it. And like I tell my people every time we have the show, it's time to pick up the phone and make that difference. And I see it every day when people call. We had new people this week, and they were just amazed and blown away how easy it was. And for some people, they were so sick, they said, "You really can help me? You mean I can be helped?" Because they had no hope. So it's so much fun to do what I do because it's not complicated. Once people make the decision to change, then most of the time the only way for them is up. So it's exciting.
Yes.
You know, Mary Jane, it's interesting that you say it the way you just said it, because it's not complicated for you. because you understand the fundamentals of health. You understand the fundamentals of how people have gotten sick or ill or at least are not expressing their potential. And you know how to fix that. And that's your gift. And that's why your listeners are so blessed, in my opinion. Look, there's not a lot people have to do to become a much, much healthier version of themselves. You know, one of the questions that really started to come up during the COVID crisis is, you know, how do I raise my health? How do I raise my immunity? How do I make sure I don't get sick? Well, you know, there's a lot of options here, but if we really stop and think about it, there's only about five. One, we've got to eat better and take better supplements. You know, natural supplements that will rebalance the body's chemistry. The body can heal if its chemistry is abnormal or deficient. do? We've got to move more. We've got to exercise. Even if exercise is walking around the neighborhood for 20 minutes after dinner every night. But we were designed to be in motion. Motion is what causes our brain to grow and heal and to stay young and healthy. Three, we have to get some restorative sleep. What's restorative sleep? Well, there's rapid eye movement sleep and there's deep delta sleep. There are four brainwave patterns that we go through during sleep, but it's only the deep delta brainwave patterns and the rapid eye movement brainwave patterns that allow the brain and the body to heal, to cleanse itself, to prepare for the next day. We have to lower our stress. Oh, my God, we are all bombarded with physical, chemical, emotional, electromagnetic stress all day. You know, physically, some of us sit too long. Some of us wear inappropriate footwear or sleep on crappy mattresses. Some of us lift inappropriately, have poor posture. These are physical stresses. For many of us, it's chemical stress. Additives, colorings, dyes, preservatives. It's too much alcohol, too much caffeine or nicotine or aerosol sprays. Sometimes it's shampoo or makeup. But the most common stress and the most devastating stress is emotional. Isolation, fear, uncertainty, family challenges, money challenges, relationship challenges, work issues. I mean, there are millions of people who don't like what they do. That is a constant, never-ending emotional stress. And, of course, over the last 20 or 30 years, the level of electromagnetic stress has exploded with cell phones and the internet and 5G all over the place. All stress is toxic to our brain. If your brain's not well, you can't be well. It's just that simple. And as a chiropractor, I'm admitting I'm a bit prejudiced. You also have to make sure that your nervous system is functioning properly by making sure that your spine is properly aligned. So this is a big issue because all of the other things that I spoke about, the nutrition, the exercise, the sleep, the stress management, if that's not being done well, it causes poor posture. When a brain is stressed, it causes the body to contract, and it almost always contracts on one side. So all of a sudden, even though we have anatomically even legs, God doesn't make too many mistakes, when people lie down, one leg might be a quarter of an inch or a half inch shorter than the other because one side of the body contracted from chronic stress. When we're under chronic stress, we're secreting and marinating in chemicals and hormones like cortisol that cause damage. It weakens our vagal tone. The vagus nerve is the most important nerve in the entire body. It literally connects your brain to your gut microbiome, to your heart. It fights inflammation, the precursor of every disease. It connects to more than half your organs. There's actually research out there that tells us that the number one predictor of survivability of cancer is your vagal tone. That people who have low vagal tone have, unfortunately, a very high rate of not making it past cancer. But people with high vagal tone have a great survivability rate. So one of the things we have to look into is how do we raise vagal tone? Well, there's a wide range of ways to do this, like being in nature and grounding and earthing. Belly laughter, real belly laughter, being happy, sustained positive emotions like love and gratitude. But again, as a chiropractor, I know when I adjust your upper neck, I'm going to stimulate vagal tone. And Mary Jane, so much of what you do nutritionally stimulates vagal tone. That's part of the healing mechanism.
Exactly.
So as people understand, like you understand, these foundational principles, it's rather easy to have a discovery consultation with a stranger who might be living 1,200 miles away that you can ask a series of questions or review their blood work, and literally in 3 seconds it jumps off the screen, you know what their problem is, and more important, you know how to fix it naturally, rapidly, and sustainably.
Wow. That was very impressive, Dr. Hoffman. And with that, it's time for us to take a short break. You're listening to Mary Jane Maxwell on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Jen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Mary Jane Maxwell on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, with Mary Jane. We have Benny in the studio, and then we have our very extraordinary guest, Dr. Bob Hoffman. Once again, he's the president of the Master Circle, best-selling author, visionary, international speaker, chiropractor, healer, and success coach. And he's actually Mary Jane's coach. So we're very blessed and very lucky to have him with us today. And when we left, we were talking about the vagus nerve, correct?
Correct.
All right. Where are we going, girls? Girls and boys, where are we going?
Well, again, the whole theme of today is ordinary to extraordinary, and I think the message we really want to leave the audience with is that it's a short distance from ordinary to extraordinary. You just have to know what to do. You know, there's something called the 20/80 principle. It's been around for well over 100 years, and what it basically says is 20% of our actions create 80% of our outcome. Now, I can give you 100 examples of that, and it really is true and accurate. But here's the problem. A, most people don't know about the 20/80 rule. And two, even those that know it aren't sure what the 20% things to focus on are. So the way you make rapid traction, rapid movement, rapid growth is to focus on the things that truly matter. Now, for you, Mary Jane, the things that really matter are assessing people correctly, which you're a master at, and then prescribing natural supplementation that has no side effect but keeps them healthy and well, rebalances their body's chemistry, restores their energy level, normalizes their hormonal balance, and gets their body chemistry back into a state of peak performance. And that's how people heal from the inside out, from above down and from inside out. So why don't you share with me and the audience, Mary Jane, what are maybe three or four or five of the most common things you find that need to be resolved? Because I think if your listeners heard that, they could start to relate to it.
Well, probably the number one thing is digestive issues, which would be gallbladder, bile duct, and, of course, the stomach. And when people have a bile duct issue, they'll have bloating, and they just their belly will just, no matter what they eat, bloats up like a balloon. And they just don't feel good. They're very tired. Their joints ache. They feel very old. And they can't think clear. Because when your gallbladder and your bile ducts are not working, it's like you got a plug in your system. So now everything else is slowed down. So just by clear, they could have a list of 10 thing concerns. And all we do is take care of that and get their body functioning again. And they come back to the other 10 things go away.
Right.
So that's the number one thing I see. The number two thing is stress. And in back of everything I see is the emotion, totally. So the number two thing is people can't think clear. They're stressed out. Their body's tired. And when they can't think clear, it's the front of their brain that needs help. It's like a CEO of a company. And I look at everybody as their own CEO. They're operating their family. They're functioning, doing probably more things in a day than most people or want to do. So by getting their brain, giving them the right nutrition for their brain, then they're able to, again, I look at the heart as your main battery. Your brain is your second battery. If your heart's tired, your brain's going to be tired. So you have to balance the two. And then the third thing I see is just general aches and pains all over. You know, their body's out of alignment. And when people are coming in the office, I do a technique called cranial release, which is amazing to help them. But I also refer out to chiropractors. And we refer to the best chiropractors in the area. And that those together help them get better faster. And when I'm checking them, I can tell what their structure is. I can tell where we need to start. Sometimes we need to start with some nutrition and then they see the chiropractor just to get them out of the crisis.
Right.
When people are gallbladder and bile ducts are too, they're in a total crisis. So those are, yeah. And chemicals, toxins, especially now with the smoke, those are all common things I see.
And, you know, one of the most interesting things, you know, the body has this inner wisdom, this innate intelligence. And it's my experience that the body will whisper to you when something is wrong. And if you ignore it, it will start screaming.
Exactly.
Right. So, for example, when someone is fatigued for no real reason, more so than usual, if someone's not sleeping well, they can't fall asleep, or they're waking up every hour and a half, or someone's got some digestive irregularities, bloating, distension of the stomach, bowel troubles, either end of those bowel troubles, when someone's skin is not smooth, it's rashy, it's dry, eczema, or things like that, when someone is moody or is emotionally eating or has a racing mind that just will not shut off, or if they're not aging gracefully. Maybe that's a nice way to say it. Or they're just not even happy. You know, they just, life isn't plus or minus. It's vanilla. You know, when people have that, any or all of those symptoms, and there are more, these are all symptoms of the body beginning to whisper to you, something's wrong, something's out of balance, pay attention, fix this. And some of the things you just rattled off are just spot on. It's very commonly digestive, gallbladder, and bile duct. It's very often emotional stress. I've yet to meet anyone who doesn't have some severe illness. You know, it could be cancer or heart disease or full-fledged diabetes or musculosclerosis or some disease like that, that when you start to interview them and ask them questions, I frequently ask this question: have you had some major emotional hit over the last year or two? It's stunning to me that 100% of the time they do. They'll tell me that they just recently moved, or God forbid there was a death of a loved one, or somebody in the family got fired from work or lost their job, or a child is in rehab, or whatever it may be, but there was a significant emotional hit and they just couldn't withstand it.
And exactly. You see that every time.
No doubt. So again, I think the message here for me, and you said it so perfectly, is listen to your body. If you have mysterious aches and pains for no apparent reason, and they come and go, and they come and go, and they never completely disappear, it's your body whispering to you, pay attention, fix me, find an expert who can help you fix me. So I'm urging your listeners, believe me, I have no horse in this race, but I'm urging your listeners, schedule a consultation with Mary Jane. She is an amazing healer. You know, there are doctors and there are healers. Some doctors are healers. Some are more mechanistic. That doesn't mean they're not as good, doesn't mean there's anything wrong, but they're not healers. Mary Jane is connected to a higher power. She just senses things and picks up things that other people, they scratch their head and go, how would you know that? But she's right on. And if she can even guide you on what you should be paying attention to, or what you should be eating, or what you should be avoiding, or what two or three or four supplements can literally transform your life, I'm telling you, it would be a godsend to you. So you make sure you connect with her. The reason she has a radio show is because she's a freaking expert. She's a healer. She has an immaculate reputation. I know for a fact that you only accept patients that you know for sure you can help.
Exactly.
And the people you accept always get better.
Exactly.
That's a winning record, in my opinion.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for being on the show today. It was fun having you. Hope to have you back.
It'd be my pleasure. Thank you for having me. To both of you, to you, Mary Jane, and to you, Nancy, you guys are dear friends. I love and respect and admire you guys. And you are agents of light in a world that has too much darkness in it. We need more people who are lit up like the two of you. And you guys help light up others. And that's one of the reasons I love and appreciate you so much.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. We love you. And thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with us.
You're very welcome.
Very
welcome. Have a great day. And again, to all the listeners, don't sit there. Take action.
Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, time for us to take another short break. You're listening to Mary Jane Maxton with Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
To Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Patricia McMahon, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that a whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that set your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Wow, I have to say, that was a pretty powerful first half hour of the show. Dr. Hoffman is an amazing speaker, extremely knowledgeable, and I can't thank him enough for being on the show again. And Mary Jane is one lucky girl having him as her host.
Exactly.
All right, so if you have a question for Mary Jane, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can go ahead and give our office a call at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Okay.
So that was fun. That was fun. That was saying all the things that he got a lot in that first half hour, and it pertains to each and every one of you. It's like that's what we see every day. People... I had some people this week, new clients that called, and one gal heard about me. She was camping, and somebody walked by, and they happened to just start talking. And this gal, she said, I don't even know how we got on it, but I mentioned I was looking for a holistic healer. And the gal said, oh, my gosh, I got somebody for you, and she gave her my name. And so it was pretty exciting. It's exciting to hear how people hear about me. You never know. never know.
So, we've had a lot of new people. So, plan to refer. We've had a lot of people from the radio take that leap of faith and book their appointments. So, but it is. And I have to say, you know, she is my mom. And I don't have a horse in my race either, as Dr. Hoffman said. She is absolutely extraordinary at what she does. And it's mind-boggling even to me to this day. And I live with it every day. But it's absolutely amazing to see people calling with absolutely no hope. And then after they get done with their phone call or their Zoom call, I get to talk to them, and they're beyond ecstatic. It's almost like they're ordinary when they speak to Mary's name, but by the time they're done with their consultation, they hit that extraordinary mark, and they're excited, and they can't wait to get started, and can't wait to feel better, and can't wait to, you know, have a really extraordinary life.
And some of them are really surprised that they need very little nutrition. Sometimes your tank is empty, and that you do need more nutrition. But when I do your protocol, it's exactly what you need for your body to heal. And what I do, if we give your body what you need to heal, it can happen very quickly. It's not overnight, but you have predictable results. And so we know in a certain time things are going to change, and always know that you're going to get better. I never have any doubt.
No, and if you're not getting better for a particular reason, maybe you're not getting all your nutrition in. And I'm speaking to somebody who I spoke to yesterday on the phone. You know who you are, so it's very important that we get all that nutrition in, Miss Linda. I only say that out of love because I know you're not feeling very good right now, so make sure you get it all in when it arrives today.
And sometimes when people don't feel good, most people are able to get the nutrition in pretty easy. There are some people who really do, taking pills, they have this mental thing about it, and they can't take that many. So what I always tell them, a lot of times they can't take it because they don't feel good. Their digestion is so bad, to think of taking pills, whether it's nutrition or not, is difficult for them. So I have them ease into it. And then once they get up to the full amount is when then things will start working. And then they have to get up to the full amount to start to see for the body to be able to change. Yeah.
It's not that hard. It's
most people
hard.
Do it and do the full amount right away. Yeah.
Yes. So my recommendation is if you put it in a cup, everything is okay. By the end of the day, that cup should be empty. There should be no more nutrition in there. And if there is, you need to take it before you close your eyes for the night and go to sleep. So,
and remember, like Bob said, in all the symptoms, all the different cases, it doesn't matter what you have, from digestion to autoimmune or cardiovascular, heart issues, arrhythmias. It doesn't matter what you have. When I do my testing and test you, your body tells me exactly what you need in order to be able to heal. And when we follow your body, then that's when we have the predictable results. And it doesn't. When people come in with a label, I don't really care about the label. Again, it's about checking you and seeing exactly what your body needs. And a lot of things can change, and they can lose those labels because they're not really where they're at. They just, when you go to the doctor and things are wrong, you have chronic fatigue and you're not getting better, they put you in a chronic fatigue category. So everything doesn't mean you have to live with it forever.
Yes, and don't own those labels. Don't walk around saying, oh, I have this, because then you're just reaffirming and making it bigger within your body. So you just have to lose the label and find your perfect person to help you get better. And Mary Jane's that person. She's your life coach.
And talking about different conditions, another condition I see quite often is panic and anxiety attacks. And often I see that in young people as well as older people. but especially kids getting out of college, kids just trying to get jobs, kids in high school. And when they get that, it's because they're under so much stress, their heart takes a hit, and it could be emotional. Usually there's an emotional, if I quiz them or ask them, and I actually can muscle test and ask when the emotion was and what it was. And I can figure that out by just asking the body. And then first I'll ask them if they know what it is. Say it's 3 years before. Often they can pop up with exactly what it is. So when we help, we clear the emotion, we work on that, but then we use the nutrition to help the body come back to optimum health. Like when you have panic attacks and anxiety, often it's your heart. So your heart energetically goes in low gear. The heart, the way I score it, should be a 12 to a 15. When the heart is tired, it goes to a 7. Doesn't mean it's physically a problem or concern. It's energetically a concern. And then when the heart is low, that's when it's like the heart is scared, doesn't know what's happening, and that's when you go into the panic and anxiety attacks. So we were able to identify that, take care of the emotion, give you what you need, and make it all work so you come back and you can function again.
Yeah, so we've talked about the emotions numerous times on the radio. So once you identify what the emotion is, then you're now able to release it so you start to get better. That does not mean that there's more emotions that are still hiding in your gallbladder or liver or kidney, but the more you can identify those, acknowledge them, then they start to release. So then you get to move on. You won't be attacked every time something pops up and, you know.
It takes the energy off it. And I do a technique called neuroemotional technique, NED, and I can do that even over the phone, so we could tap into that. So sometimes people will call just for a session for NET and they want to work on their emotions. And it's very quick. It's very quick. And it gives you, and it all makes sense to people when we go through the technique and figure out what it is. And the other thing is, if somebody doesn't want to actually say what it is, all they have to do is think it, and I can muscle test if that's it. So sometimes people aren't ready to talk about things, and that's okay too.
Yeah, there's nothing, I mean, we all have baggage. Some of us have more than others, but we all have baggage, and it's our job to kind of clear out the baggage and move on.
And that baggage, that starts at the time of conception. From the time you're conceived, you pick up on your mother, your father, the emotions of them. Maybe when you were conceived, the parents weren't ready to have a baby, and so you pick up on that emotion of that negativity, not sure if you're wanted. So it goes on all the way through life.
And you're also born with your parents' nutritional deficiencies as well. Okay, if you have a question for Mary Jane, you can give us a call. Glasses on. 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can call the office at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jo Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knutson, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnutsonSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit beyondproof.com.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the Air Machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on that, you go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Mary Jane Max on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane. We have Benny in the studio.
Hello, Benny.
Hi, ladies. Welcome back.
Thank you. Did we have a caller?
We do. It's Carrie from California. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the show.
Excuse me. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question in regards to I keep getting like these frequent sore throats, and I just wanted to know if you had any kind of feeling in regards to my health, or if there's anything I should do to improve it.
Did you get this sore throat before all the smoke was there? Is it pretty smoky where you are?
It is. Yes, I kind of, I've had sore throats for a long time, since I was young.
Okay. So the first thing I get on you is you have a toxic stomach. Do you have problems with your stomach?
Not severely. Something that is severe, but it could be.
Okay, so you've got a toxic stomach. That means that you have a lot of bacteria in your stomach. That bacteria goes up to your throat and in your mouth. So that's how part of what the sore throat is. And another thing why you would have that is you need to clean the drains in your house. Do you, have you ever listened to the show before?
I listen to so many shows.
Yeah, we've talked about cleaning drains. So you have to clean all the drains in your house because the gases come up. You breathe in those gases, and then it gives you a toxic stomach, and then that's what's cut major part of your throat. So you've had them all your life, but this would aggravate it. The other thing you need is you need another product to boost your immune system to help you get rid of the sore throat.
And tell us about this.
Okay. I have a product that I purchased, and I stopped using it.
What was it?
I forget the name.
Where
I really
did you purchase
do.
It from?
I purchased it from a friend that sells these health products.
Okay. So it has to be a really specific product. And if, you know, we would love to help you if you wanted to call for an appointment. It's something that if you've had this a long time and lingering, that only adds to other issues. You've got to be tired, and your body just will be stressed out, and then you never quite are at your peak of feeling really good. So you have some underlying things that are hanging out there that aren't getting addressed.
It's kind of like how Dr. Hoffman is saying, your throat is whispering to you.
Yes.
It has been for a long time. But in order to do your drains, it is a half a cup of baking
soda. Baking soda and 2 cups of white vinegar. And you could use more if you want. You do that on every drain. But remember, your throat has been whispering to you. You don't want to wait for it to scream at you, like Dr. Bob said. Now's the time to do something about it. And when you call our office, it's very specific what we do and get you back on the road to feeling good, without any doubt. So give us a call.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sarah. Take care. So, that drain cleaning, quarter cup baking soda, 2-3 cups of white vinegar, let it sit. Obviously, put the baking soda down first, then the vinegar. Let it sit 20 minutes and flush your drain. So that's every drain in your house.
Yeah.
And I've heard people say, well, I have a lot. Well, you know what? You got to get a lot of baking soda and a lot of white vinegar because they all need to get done.
Yeah. So that's major. So, again, it's like these little things that people have. She had that for years, and you get used to it, you live with it, and that's what you want to be careful of, because it's whispering and whispering, but pretty soon you're going to get slammed with something major, and that's what you don't want. Because all these little things that people have, like sore joints, hip joints, and when their body is off and they just feel old and they can't walk, those are all symptoms that something's wrong. And you don't want to wait till you can't walk or you wind up in the hospital.
Yes. You don't want, like Mary Jane said, pay attention to the whisper. Get it when it's whispering, not when it's actually screaming at you.
Well, it's the same like if you're having car accidents or if you're having accidents all the time. You know, those all mean something, too. It's like the universe is trying to tell you something. Either slow down, look where you're going, pay attention. And so when those things happen, it's a red flag. Like, pay attention to what it is and tune into it and see if you can figure out where you're at and what you're doing. Most of the time you can.
Yeah, those red flags. Yeah. I had a red flag myself. Mine was to slow down. I slowed down quite a bit, so.
And it's not, remember, you're listening to the radio, all of you clients or people listening to the radio. What about your family? What about your relatives? What about your friends who have issues? Share this information to them, and it could help them to be, if you're the best you could be, it could help your friends to be better. I know I have clients and they do really well, but the rest of their family's not doing so well. So we want everyone to be okay, because then all your energy it's like you expand, your consciousness is raised, and your vibration is much better.
Yeah, and you want everybody in your household to have a good energy, because if you have somebody who doesn't have that good energy, they're just going to be sucking you dry and pulling you down, and you don't want that to happen. The other thing is merging the pets. Horses, I have to mention horses, because as you all know, if you've listened before, that's our first love. Dogs, cats, I mean, so your pets are having issues, she's the go-to.
And
she treats you just like a human being. She's able to figure out exactly what's going on with your four-legged furry thing.
Especially with horses, I can test the hay you're feeding and test the food you're feeding if there's a problem and get you on the right track, because all food is not good and all hay is not good. It can look good, but it could have a lot of chemicals or toxins in it. So I'm able to test and figure that out and get everything like right down the middle, the best it could be, so then you don't have to worry about it.
And then we've had this talk before. Just because it's organic doesn't necessarily mean it's good, correct?
Correct.
Because I can say I've gone to the grocery store and I've seen organic vegetables and fruit, and some of them are looking pretty sad.
Everything has a vibration for everything. And when I score food, I mean, just like you, I score food, I score everything. And the food has to score on a scale of 0 to 10. It has to be 7 or better to be good. If it's a 6, that's like food, it means it's dead. It's not of any value, so it's not going to improve your health. So sometimes eating organic can be a little, you just got to look for your source, make sure it's really fresh. And again, that's what I do too, is help people with muscle testing and looking at what's right for them and not.
Yeah. But some of the
organic
birds kind of scary, I have to say.
Yeah. All right. So we thank you for being here. It was a great show. We thank Dr. Bob for coming on. Lots of good information. Share it with your friends. And we wish you your best life and stay safe and healthy.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show. And you, too, can go from ordinary to extraordinary. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next. We'll be with you next month, or Thursday of every month. Have a great day.
And not necessarily.